Hi there, this is Vanessa Loader, and welcome to Akoya Power's weekly recharge, teaching you how to have success with ease. Today, I'd like to teach you a simple technique that takes 5 minutes or less and has been scientifically proven to make you more resilient to stress and build your willpower reserve, which means that if you're having a hard time resisting temptations like sugary treats or shopping, alcohol, cigarettes, or if you're procrastinating a project or putting something off that you really want to do, you're suffering from low willpower. And this technique has been scientifically shown to increase your willpower reserve and help you create the change you want in your life. Now, there aren't many quick fixes out there, but this one really works. And it's very simple. What it is slowing your breathing down to 4 to 6 breaths per minute. So that's 10 to 15 seconds per breath. It's slower than you normally breathe, but it's not difficult with a little bit of practice and patience. And they found that slowing the breath helps shift the brain and body from a state of stress to a state of relaxation and self-control. So a few minutes of this technique will make you feel calm, in control, and capable of handling cravings or challenges. So let's try it out right now. The first thing we're going to do is start off by measuring how many breaths you normally take in 1 minute. So I'm going to set the clock for you right now, and all I want you to do is breathe the way you normally do and just count how many breaths you take. Okay, we're going to start in just a few seconds here. Ready? Go. And stop. Excellent. Well, I don't know about you, but I took about 11 breaths, so quite a few more than the 4 to 6 recommended in this technique. So it's good to just notice what your baseline is, and this can give you a sense for how much you might want to or need to slow down to get to 4 to 6 breaths per minute. So now what we're going to do is we're going to spend 5 minutes breathing slowly. And I recommend inhaling and exhaling through your nose. But you can also inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth, pursing your lips and imagining that you're exhaling through a straw. That can actually help you slow down the exhalation if you're struggling to slow it down. The other thing I find helpful is to inhale to the count of 6 and exhale to the count of 6. And then over time, I might increase the count on the exhale to 8. So what I'd like you to do now is practice doing some slow breathing, inhaling on the count of 6 and exhaling on the count of 6. And we're going to do that for 1 minute, and you'll count your breaths again to just see how long that's taken you. So ready? Go ahead and start now. Inhaling and inhaling and exhaling. And now just do it on your own for a little longer. And stop. Well, I don't know about you, but that was just a little over 6 breaths for me. And I already feel much more relaxed, just from 1 minute. So now what I'd like you to do is do that extended breathing, inhaling to six and exhaling to six, for a little less than 5 more minutes. And I will run the clock for you and let you know when 5 minutes have passed. So go ahead and start now. And you may even want to see if you can inhale for eight and exhale for eight. You know, extend the counts to draw it out more. Whatever feels right to you. Or you could inhale for six and exhale for eight or 10. A good visual that I like is as if you have a wooden bucket in your chest. And when you're breathing really deeply, the breath is going all the way into the bottom of the bucket until the bucket is full to the top of your chest. And then when you exhale, it's as if you were tilting that bucket on its side to pour out your breath. So it comes out from the top first, all the way down to the bottom of the belly. And they've actually done studies that have proven that when you breathe deeply, especially into the lower rib cage, it lowers the cortisol in your body, which is the stress response. So it makes you more relaxed and calm. And most of us don't breathe deeply enough throughout the day. We breathe very shallowly, and that's what triggers our fight or flight response. So let's practice now taking at least 3 really deep inhales and exhales. Inhaling into the very bottom of your belly. So I'll do this with you. And when I'm sitting in a chair, I like to roll my pelvis forward a little on the inhale and back on the exhale. So go ahead and inhale all the way down into the belly. And even when you think you're done, see if you can suck in just a little more air. And then exhale and imagine it coming from the top of your chest out first. And exhale every last drop till the bottom of your belly. And do that 2 more times. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. One more little sip, inhale, and exhale. Excellent. Well, that was 10 minutes of breathing. Just notice how you feel right now. What I would recommend is committing to doing at least 3 or 5 minutes of deep breathing every single day for the next 2 weeks. And just notice how it impacts you. Notice if you have more energy, if you feel more calm. Notice if it helps you with those cravings. You know, one thing you can do is when you're looking at something tempting, whether it's a great deal when you're shopping, or a dessert or a cigarette or a glass of wine, take a few really deep breaths and see what happens to the craving. And you can also use this in a stressful situation. So when someone sends you an email and it's really stressing you out, do deep breathing for 3 to 5 minutes and just notice how you feel afterwards. And research has actually shown that regular practice of this technique that I just showed you can make you more resilient to stress and build your willpower reserve. So it's really powerful stuff, even though it might seem incredibly simple. And the good news is it's free and easy and anyone can do it. So have fun practicing and we'll see you next week. Thanks so much. You can learn more information at akoyapower.com. That's A-K-O-Y-A, power, P-O-W-E-R.com. Have a wonderful deep breathing day.